I'm Brian Strauser, chairman of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. We are an independent state-based gun rights group here in Minnesota that engages in education, litigation, and lobbying at the Minnesota State Capitol. So let me just start with the law, right? Minnesota law allows for residents of Minnesota and non-residents to obtain a permit to carry that allows them to carry a firearm, open or concealed, in just about anywhere in the state. And that includes carrying a firearm at protests if they choose to do so. There's no law here that prohibits them from doing so. In this case, Mr. Pretty was engaged in First Amendment protected activity, observing and filming federal law enforcement. And then by all accounts in the video, looks like he intervened to help a woman that was being pepper sprayed and then was some point in that confrontation shot and killed.
From a legal standpoint, does the mere presence of a firearm constitute as a credible threat to law enforcement? And as a gun owner and lobbyist, can you speak to why your organization is condemning the killing and challenging the fear for life justification being cited?
Yeah, it's not, the right to own and carry a firearm in the United States with some, you know, restrictions for felons and people that have been adjudicated dangerously mentally ill. That's a constitutional right here, just like free speech, just like being safe from unreasonable search and seizures. So the very presence of a firearm being carried by a citizen does not convey the ability to use lethal force by law enforcement simply because they see a firearm. Law enforcement officers have to believe that they are in fear of death or great bodily harm because of actions that someone has taken, not just because they possess a firearm in the moment. I think the Secretary of Homeland Security has stated that he was a domestic terrorist that intended to come and massacre law enforcement, that he approached them with a weapon drawn, and none of that is true, as we can all see on the videos that have been released that are out there in the public domain.
Historically speaking, conservative political parties have been viewed as more gun-friendly. What has been your personal reaction to hearing this rhetoric coming from a party that has traditionally defended Second Amendment rights?
It's been very disappointing, to be honest. I think going into Saturday morning, I would have characterized the current administration, the presidential administration, as the most pro-Second Amendment administration in recent decades in the United States. They've done a lot for gun rights, I think in a very positive way. And a lot of these comments about this tragedy that happened on Saturday have been quite disappointing, both in terms of telling the truth about what we see, what we can all see in the video, but also the motives and intent of what Mr. Pretty was engaged in. I mean, again, carrying a firearm in this way is legal in Minnesota, and condemning his actions in that way does not feel appropriate.
Groups like the National Rifle Association often argue that the Second Amendment exists in part to protect against a tyrannical government, and some might argue that that tyranny is here. What is your response?
I mean, I think part of what you're seeing right now in the discourse around the Second Amendment, particularly over the last couple of weeks here in Minnesota, is that a lot of those, that are more Democrat aligned politically have started to realize that purpose of the Second Amendment, that it is about the ability to resist a tyrannical government. We're seeing and hearing different statements coming from the political left here in Minnesota. And I think even we had a former congressman here just make that statement the other day that he used to criticize or laugh at those, or I think he said roll his eyes at those who said that was the purpose of the Second Amendment, but that he was beginning to see why folks believed that after this incident on Saturday.